From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry. If something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through GEICO, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aw, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband this past week.
Good morning.
Raven was talking about how he fell off the ladder when he was putting up the Christmas lights into the bush.
Right.
He said that he didn't want to ask you for help because you guys were bickering. So instead, he decided to risk his life. Your thoughts on that?
Was I even home? I don't even know. He likes to get on the ladder when I'm not home or when we're arguing.
You were definitely
home.
We were arguing and you were home.
Well, I mean, you should ask for help. That's not my fault.
I don't understand. Like, is it like a weird guy thing that he's doing that whenever you guys argue, he decides to go up on the 30-foot ladder?
Maybe.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's kind of ridiculous, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes arguments or the feeling of being slighted is because, you know, maybe I haven't gotten a job done in time. Maybe there's just, you know, no time that I'm going to have in the future to do something. So I try and muscle through. Push through to get something done to go, look, see, I do big things. No. And I have done this big thing without your assistance.
I think you're doing it because you want pity from her and you want her to look out the window and be worried.
No, I don't want any pity from her.
Oh, I didn't look out the window at all.
Yeah, she didn't look out the window once. I mean, I know her well. We've been together a long time at this point, Anna.
Yeah, she was hoping you'd fall off the ladder into the bush.
Right, avert your eyes. I don't want any pity.
I plead the fifth.
All right, so how has he been behaving as a husband?
You know, he got the lights up, which I didn't think he was going to before our Christmas party. But he does this thing, Anna, where he just puts the lights up on the house and doesn't plug them in first to see if they actually work.
No, I plugged them in. There was just some dead spots. There's some dead spots. When you have 100 feet of lights in a circle, no, you can't tell if some are out. I'm sorry, no.
Yes, you can.
You can actually
stretch them out.
Well, yes, now that they're on the house, yes, now you can tell.
You're supposed to plug them in, stretch them out. I mean, you do this every year, and then I'm like, why are so many lights out?
You know what? You should be satisfied with the lights that are lit. Because I've brought this joyous Christmas holiday to you.
But not like one light here and there, Anna. It's like chunks of like 10 lights that are out.
You know what? There's people in Cambodia that love Christmas lights that would love to have them, okay? And I don't see them complaining about the fact that a couple lights are out, all right?
I'm surprised that because you seem like the kind of guy that you're a perfectionist when it comes to home things.
Yes.
So it's got to be disappointing that when you do that, I'm surprised you let that slide.
I mean,
I can't even.
There's a lot of bulbs out there. If I checked every single one of these bulbs, the lights wouldn't get on the house until March.
You just plug them in. You act like you have to touch each bulb. You plug them in and you see if any are out. I mean, I do it with the Christmas tree.
It does seem strange that you don't check to see if they're all working. I don't actually think you did it, to be honest.
Checked them?
Yeah.
Oh, I plugged them all in. I just didn't go through every light. No, I didn't care enough to look through every light.
Yeah.
I won't deny that.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to mention about his behavior as a husband this week?
That's what I see every time I pull him in the driveway, so that's kind of what's on my mind.
All right. So what kind of grade would you like to give him for the week?
He's getting a C. Because he's lying. He didn't plug those lights in.
Yeah,
I totally plugged those lights in.
I believe her.
I totally plugged those lights in.
Okay, then you need to go to the eye doctor if you plug those lights in.
I told you, I'm not going to the eye doctor. Then they press my eyeballs, and I don't like that.
If your life depended on those lights working, otherwise you had to get your eyeballs pushed in, you probably would have checked.
Right. I mean, at least 85% of the lights on the house are working.
Oh,
that's
man.
85% chance at life. I mean, I'll take those odds.
There's nothing sadder than driving by the house where you look at their light display and then like a portion of them is out and you're like, oh, fail. Mm. You're the fail house on the street.
Oh, good.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.